the informational video. This is now tonight's first neighborhood meeting for this project. As we get more information, including the submittals from the applicant, those will be provided on ovprojects.com. And there will be a Board of Adjustment public hearing for this on January 24th, which I believe is next Tuesday. Following that, we expect a formal submittal from the applicant, and we will be reviewing that for code conformance, at which point we'll go on to a second neighborhood meeting, as well as Planning and Zoning Commission and Town Council public hearings. If you have any questions on this, or if you want to sign up for notifications if you're not already on the mailing list, you can reach out to me at kpacker@oravalleyaz.gov if you're online. And if you're here in the audience with us, you can just sign the sheet there and you'll be good to go. All right. I'd like to now review tonight's agenda. Again, Ms. Hannah Oden, the senior planner with the town, will provide background information and talk about the property and the town processes, and then the applicant will have a presentation of their own to walk us through what is being proposed. I'd like to note that this proposal is not the town's proposal, and it's the property owners, and all property owners have the right to request review of their development proposals. It's their charge to create, justify, and seek approval or a recommendation and a decision from the town council on their projects, and the town is required by state law to process these requests. Town provides this service and holds neighborhood meetings like this early in the process so that we can hear your comments early and often so that we can impact change on the project in a meaningful way for you. This leads us into the next step, because after the applicant's presentation, it's going to be your turn. So folks in the audience, and if we have anyone online, they'll be invited to speak as well. So with all of that said, I'll really end the meeting with some next steps on how you can stay involved. And at this time, I'd like to turn it over to Mrs. Oden.
All right, thank you, Mr. Packer. Can you all hear me okay? Hopefully this is picking up. All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome. So I'm just going to start my presentation, just orienting everyone with respect to the subject property. So the subject property is located at the southeast corner of the Oracle Road and Hardy Road intersection. It's outlined in yellow on this slide. It's approximately 9 acres and includes the existing extra space storage facility, which is shown in blue, as well as vacant land to the north, which is the proposed expansion area. Surrounding development includes commercial development, Circle K, LA Fitness to the north, as well as Sunny Slope Apartments, and single-family residential subdivisions to the east, or single-family homes to the east. So just a little bit of history and background on the parcel. So in 1986, there was actually a development plan approved for the existing self-storage facility, and that was approved in Pima County. So it was under Pima County development standards. However, the following year, in 1987, the property, including the surrounding area, so the whole Sunny Slope area, was annexed into the town, and this established the commercial zoning on the property. The existing storage facility was also considered, or we consider, legal nonconforming use, and basically what that means is because the facility was developed under different zoning standards, as built, the existing facility does not comply with current town standards. So we would what we call that is a legal nonconforming use. And then in 1998, the storage expansion, or there was actually a provision in the zoning code to allow for the expansion of the existing facility. So that was done in 1998. However, there's no current mechanism in the zoning code for the existing facility to legally expand. I do want to mention another application. Mr. Packer touched on it earlier. That's in process. That is related to this case, but it is subject to a separate review and approval process. So the applicant is also requesting a variance to reduce the minimum planned area development district size for this property only from 20 acres to about 9.03 acres, which is the area shown that's outlined in yellow. And I'll provide more information about planned area developments later on in my application. So variance is essentially a request that's considered by the Board of Adjustment, and if it's approved, It allows for a modification from zoning code standards when certain strict criteria are met. So as Mr. Packer mentioned, there is a Board of Adjustment meeting next week, right here in Council Chambers on the 24th. It's a public hearing, so definitely would encourage you to attend if you'd like. And the approval of the variance is necessary to proceed with the general plan amendment and rezoning request. So moving along, so the applicant's requests, they're for a type 2 general plan amendment for the property, as well as a rezoning to planned area development, or you might hear me refer to it as PAD during my presentation. So before getting into the first application, so the general plan amendment, I kind of just want to take a step back and talk about what a general plan is and just general plan amendments in general. So the Your Voice, Our Future General Plan is a voter-approved long-range policy guide that drives town decisions and embodies the community's values. So it includes the vision, guiding principles, goals and policies, and also includes a general plan land use map, which shows the proposed general uses of all properties within the town. So this plan, which includes the land use map, was approved by voters in 2016. So property owners have the right to request a land use change to their private property, which is known as a general plan amendment. And the general plan actually intentionally acknowledges that amendments would be made from time to time throughout the lifespan of the plan. Specifically, it states that the amendment process, that there's a specific amendment process that's used because it does have a robust public engagement component. And the plan also includes amendment criteria for evaluating all amendment proposals, which include conformance with the vision, guiding principles, goals, and policies of the general plan, as well as review of how neighbor issues and concerns have been addressed as part of the proposal. So the applicant's request is, again, to is a type 2 general plan amendment, and it's to change the existing land use designation of the property, which is shown on the left-hand side of the slide, from neighborhood commercial office to community regional commercial, which is shown on the right-hand side of the slide. And essentially, this change is needed to accommodate for the proposed self-storage use to make it align with the land use. So the next application is for the rezoning to planned area development. So first, I'm just going to touch on the existing zoning on the property and some of the development standards. So the existing zoning, as you can see on the right-hand side of the slide, it's actually split between C2 commercial zoning, which is a little more intensive than the other zoning, which is C1 commercial. So both zoning districts allow uses such as restaurants, offices, retail. However, self-storage is only permitted in C2 with a conditional use permit. It's not permitted in C1 zoning. The building height in the C1 zoning district is 25 feet and 2 stories. In C2, it's 30 feet and 2 stories. Both zoning districts have a minimum setback of 50 feet when next to residential properties. And both zoning districts, the buffer yard is 15 feet when adjacent to residential properties, and a 30-foot minimum buffer yard is required adjacent to Oracle Road. So the applicant is proposing to expand to planned area development, or PAD, which is shown on the right-hand side of the slide. This would is necessary for the expansion of the self-storage use. Now, planned area development is essentially a unique zoning designation that is tailored to a specific site. Planned area developments do allow the applicant to request modifications to required zoning standards. So modifications can include things like, you know, building setbacks, maybe reducing building setbacks when that makes sense, building height, lot coverage. And in this case, the planned area development is necessary, and it's a mechanism to address the existing legal nonconforming issues on the existing development. However, like I mentioned previously, a variance is required to reduce the minimum planned area development district size in order for this application and the general plan amendment application to proceed. With all rezoning applications, there's a site plan component that's required. So I'm just going to briefly go over the site plan, and the applicant will provide some more detail. But the applicant is proposing an indoor storage building, which is shown and outlined in green on this slide. That's approximately 50,000 square feet. It's proposed at 2 stories. The maximum building height would be 30 feet. The applicant's also proposing covered RV parking, access off Oracle Road and Hardy Road. Screening and landscaped buffer guards will be required adjacent to neighbors. A minimum 20% open space on the site is also required. And no changes are proposed to the existing storage facility, which again is kind of shown with that blue overlay. So with these types of applications, there's specific review criteria that we as staff review for. So this includes conformance with the Your Voice, Our Future general plan, compatibility with the surrounding area. We look for impacts with traffic and circulation, potential drainage impacts, and for conformance with zoning code standards. So this includes specific standards for new planned area developments. There's specific requirements in the zoning code. And this property also falls within the Oracle Road Scenic Corridor Overlay District. So there's additional criteria that we'll review for as part of staff review. All right, and with that, I will hand it back over to Mr. Packer.
Thank you, Ms. Oden. And I will actually go ahead and turn it over to Mr. Abdullah at this time.
Can everyone hear me fine? Great. good evening. Thank you all for being here, and thanks for everyone tuning in on Zoom. I assume the camera's over there, right? My name is Omar Abdallah. I'm an attorney at Rose Law Group, representing Extra Space Storage. With me today is Clint Klepp from Extra Space Storage, and also Andy Hema and Francis Hema from Atwell Engineering. We're really excited to be presenting this proposal to you here today. You might be familiar with Extra Space. You've probably seen their signs, their logo around town, or maybe also in Tucson, Phoenix, all over. But Extra Space actually doesn't own all of those facilities. They are also a manager of self-storage facilities, which means that they don't own the underlying site. But because they're well recognized to be a good operator of facilities, they sometimes are hired just to manage them. However, in this particular case, for the project that we'll be discussing today, they do own the underlying facility, and so they're pretty invested here in the community here in Oro Valley. So as Hannah mentioned earlier, and I'll try not to be too repetitive because her presentation was very, very thorough, but the site is located on the southeast corner, generally, of Hardy Road and North Oracle Road. You can see it here outlined in red. And what's really interesting about this particular proposal is that we're not proposing to bring a brand new self-storage facility to a community where, you know, one didn't already exist. In this case, there already is an existing self-storage facility with self-storage units and RV parking spaces. And so it's familiar to the community, and we hope that it takes away some of that fear of the unknown that sometimes comes along with a lot of proposed rezoning cases. So we have the existing facility there outlined in yellow and the adjacent parcels in red. We think this is the right time for this proposal for a number of reasons. One, and I'll ask Clint at some point today to expand on this, but one is the existing facility is experiencing a large or very good occupancy numbers, and that tells us that there is a need for more of this service in the community. We know that generally, you know, businesses and residents that use self-storage services want to be within 2 to 3 miles of self-storage facilities for the storage services. It's more of a Walgreens type of use, a neighborhood Walgreens type of use, than it is like a Costco. And then also, you know, the adjacent parcels there have been vacant and undeveloped for a long time. You can see that they're sort of irregular in shape. There's two parcels with two different property owners. It's been a challenged parcel and difficult to develop for a long time. And so we think that this is the right time for Extra Space to step in, acquire those parcels, and develop them as the adjacent property owner. So as Hannah mentioned, and I'm drawing on the screen by accident. So the existing facility is zoned C2, and the adjacent vacant parcels are zoned C1. And, you know, while we are proposing to rezone the entire facility, the entire site to PAD with underlying C2, and C2 is, you know, generally understood to be a more intense zoning district, the use that we're actually proposing is anything but intense. Self-storage is a very low traffic and low impact use. It's a very quiet use, especially when compared to a lot of the commercial uses that are already permitted at the underlying C1 zoning. So C1 currently, you know, already permits a number of commercial uses. And just to give you a few examples, bars, restaurants, food trucks, food processing, office, retail, marijuana establishments. You know, these are all uses that I think arguably generate more traffic and more impact than a self-storage use would generate. And so the PAD that we're requesting is requested for two primary reasons. One, like Hannah mentioned, is to address the legal non-conforming issues of the existing facility. So we'll be able to summarize all of those items in the PAD document. And two is to allow the self-storage and RV parking uses on the vacant parcels. At the same time, I think it's important to mention that while no significant changes are proposed for the existing facility, this proposal does include a proposal to revitalize or redevelop the outer facade of the existing facility. And so, you know, as Hannah mentioned, the existing facility is legally non-conforming, and so when it was initially developed, it followed Pima County's development standards and design standards. And so if you drive by it today, you'll see that it doesn't conform with the town's design standards and architectural standards. And so this proposal will involve a redevelopment of the exterior facade, which will greatly improve its appearance from Oracle Road and will beautify the visual aspects of the site. And of course, the existing facility will be revitalized to match the new development on the vacant parcels there. So the PAD will put the entire site under one single uniform and consistent zoning district for the proposed use. And I'd like to ask Clint, if he would, to come and tell us a little bit about Extra Space and the architecture and thinking behind the design.
Thanks, Omar. Appreciate it. First of all, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. My name's Clint. I'm a development manager with Extra Space Storage. I'm actually based up in the Phoenix area. I've got projects in a lot of different areas of the U.S., but I'm actually very excited to have a project that's pretty close to home. I'm a U of A graduate. I've spent a lot of time down in the Tucson area and know Southern Arizona very well, so I'm doubly excited to be down here and be part of this project. And I was, for a period of time before I was a development manager, I was a district manager down in the Tucson market for Extra Space Storage as well. So I know not only the storage facility here in Oral Valley, but the other two facilities that we had in the Tucson area, I know them very well, and the staff that was there. And as a matter of fact, the manager at this facility, Chris, he was there when I was there. He's been with Extra Space for almost 10 years, and he's still at this facility, and he's very proud of it and really keeps a tight ship over there. So, and he's excited about the opportunity for the expansion of this facility that he's been running. As Hannah mentioned, this facility was originally constructed in 1987, so it's been around for quite some time, and Extra Space Storage actually took it over in 2004, and we've been managing it as an Extra Space Storage since then. And what's really unique is we're excited that we have this opportunity to acquire these parcels that are adjacent to our facility to allow us to expand due to some of the great demand that we've had at this storage facility for quite some time. So we're really excited to have this opportunity to acquire these neighboring parcels in order to make this expansion happen. as Omar mentioned, what we've got right now on this slide is a representation of our existing office. And this is kind of what we're imagining it to look like after it gets reimaged. And we definitely want to take into account what's going on with our existing facility to have it correspond and match with what we're planning on doing with our new facility. But this is the every elevation from every direction of our existing office structure that faces Oracle Road right now in this slide. This next one is the new building, and it shows both the west-facing elevation, so what you would see from Oracle Road, and then also the east elevation, which is what you would see from the east side of the facility, more kind of facing some of the RV area that's going to be part of that facility. And it's our goal to really make sure that we're using neutral colors and we're blending in with the environment as much as possible, so we're not standing out and like a sore thumb on the road. We're making sure that we're really taking into account what the surroundings are, and we're doing our best to make sure that we're blending in with the colors and everything that we're choosing with this. The next is we've got the south and the north elevation. And one thing I'd like to point out and notice is that there is, and this is something that I think Francis is going to point out too during his part of the presentation, but there is a gradual increase in grade as you go from Oracle Road to the east. And so we're going to actually take advantage of that. And so while we will be at full height more on the Oracle side as we travel east towards the single family residences, with that grade, we're actually going to build into that grade, and we're not going to be as high from ground level on the east side as we are on the west side. And you can notice that from these renderings right here. So, and that's a big thing. A couple other things is I want to take note of the fact that with our facility occupying this bit of land, it will create a nice buffer, I think, from that highway. I know Oracle Road can be quite noisy at times and with a lot of different larger vehicles and trucks traveling on there, and I think it'll give a nice sound buffer to any noise, road noise that happens along that road. And also, too, with respect to the exterior lighting, I wanted to point out that we're in several different communities where lighting is important, and we always take that into account. We've got different fixtures that we can orient the lighting and focus it down so it doesn't affect any of our neighbors and keeps the lighting to an absolute minimum just for security purposes. So, all right, thank you.
Thank you, Clint. And I just want to add that, you know, what really sets Extra Space Storage as the developer here, as opposed to another developer for a different kind of proposal, is that Extra Space is a national, maybe international company, and so they have a lot of experience in different kinds of environments, and they're specifically in tune with Oro Valley and what the community needs are here. I'll just go over a few of the project details before I hand it off to Francis to talk about the site plan a little bit. So the proposal, the development for the vacant parcels doesn't include any new proposed uses that aren't already permitted at the existing facility. And so the only proposed uses are self-storage units and RV parking spaces. And so you can see here a table showing, the existing number of parking spaces and RV units. There won't be any increase to what's existing at the existing facility. Everything that's new would be on the vacant parcels. And so what's proposed for the adjacent parcels are an additional 392 self-storage units and 95 RV parking spaces. The existing facility's height will stay the same. The adjacent part, the new building would be 29 feet, which is just a foot under what's maximum allowed under C2. And then the building size for the new building would be just under 50,000 square feet. And Francis, if you'll talk a little bit about the site plan and access and details like that.
Thank you, Omar and Clint. So as far as engineering is concerned, we're going to be working with Town of Oro Valley for their development standards. So that's what we'll be coordinating closely with them in the planning department to make sure that all of our site setbacks are adhered to, and any site improvements are per code. So we'll be working very closely with them, and also with ADOT for access into and out of the site for the roadways. We'll also be working with utilities for water and sewer connections as we get into those. An aspect here, as Clinton kind of mentioned here, is we have a drop in elevation as it's going from east to west. And so along that east boundary there, we'll have drainage interceptions that we'll be planning for and accounting for with our design. And then also, as Clint mentioned, we'll be utilizing the building facade to kind of take advantage and enhancements of that elevation change so that the site will blend in with the natural topography in a nice way. To mention here, it's a low impact site for traffic is concerned. So the entrance off of Oracle Road will be a slight modified right turn into it, but it'll be, there will be restrictions for it in a way that will help with the entrance into that site. So. The entrance off of Hardy Road will be ingress and egress with a gate, so both will have gates at the entrances. I think that's all I really want to discuss. I mean, this project, we'll be working, closely, as mentioned, with the Town of Oro Valley and development codes.
Thank you, Francis. And here's just another zoomed in aerial of the site. A few days ago, Mike from Extra Space met with some of the neighbors on the east side. Of course, as being a longtime neighbor here, Extra Space wants to make sure that they're continuing to be sensitive to their surroundings and who's there, especially those that are living in the area. And so Mike met with some of the neighbors. And some might be watching on Zoom and some might be here today. But of course, we want to continue working with the neighbors to ensure that any kind of concerns are addressed. In order to mitigate any kind of impact, especially on the east side, if you look closely here, and let's see, I can use my coloring over here. So if you look closely right here in between this green space that I'm drawing, there's a 20-foot alley. It's an existing alley that's between the Extra Space parcel line and the parcel lines to the east side where the residences are. And so that's a 20-foot vacant alley that serves as a buffer between the two sites. And in addition to that, we are incorporating an additional 15-foot landscape buffer. So that'll give us a total of 35 feet of buffer between the proposed development and the properties to the east. And all the way on the west side of that 35 foot of buffer, we're proposing to install a 12 to 14 foot screen wall and landscape vegetation. I say 12 to 14 feet because it'll depend on the elevation. And as the engineers will know how to describe this better than I, but my understanding is the 12 to 14 feet actually appears to be less than 12 to 14 feet because it's in the earth. And so the purpose of the buffer and the screening is essentially to screen the entire operation, in particular the RVs, the RV parking spaces and the building, from any kind of visual impact to the neighborhood. here we have, I don't know why I keep doing that, here we have some renderings that show, these are some early renderings that show what the screen wall might look like. And just some final thoughts before we open this up for questions. You know, as I mentioned earlier, self-storage is more like a neighborhood Walgreens than it is a Costco. It's an amenity that's used by a lot of residences, you know, people in neighborhoods that don't want to store their things in their driveway or in their garage, where it might be a blight to the community. It's also used by businesses, and in this particular case, Extra Space has maintained over 90% occupancy for a long time, and so we know there is the demand for the use there. The hours of operation will be the same as they are for the existing facility. Unit access would be from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily, while office hours would be from 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturday, and closed on Sunday. Self-storage, as I mentioned earlier, it's a very quiet use. It's one of the lowest traffic-generating developments. And, you know, in this particular case, we have data because there's an existing facility there, and we can track, we know exactly how much traffic is being generated there, and we're not expecting the additional units to in the new facility or the new part of the facility to really change it too much. But typically on an average day, the existing facility is seeing between 40 and 45 customers, and at any given time in the morning, you might see 3 customers there at the same time, and in the evening, maybe 5 customers there. So really not a lot is going on. It's a very quiet use, especially when compared to some of the other potential developments or uses that could be allowed at C1. Security cameras, of course, would be there to monitor the loading areas and exterior areas of the building to make sure the site is safe. And as I mentioned, there would be 35 feet of total buffer from the neighbors to the east. And the purpose of that is to screen the use and avoid any potential negative impacts. So that concludes our presentation. Again, we are very grateful to be here in Oro Valley and to be presenting this proposal to you all. My contact is there at the bottom, so feel free to reach out to me if you ever have any questions or comments, anything you want to ask. I'd be happy to discuss the proposal with you, and I think we can open this up for questions.
Yeah, thank you. It is definitely the time where we're going to open up for questions for the evening. You'll notice I'm still using the microphone. Turns out we are not on Zoom. However, we are being recorded here on Swagit. So this is still going to require microphones as far as questions asked and answers to those questions. So if you'd like to stay there and use that microphone, that would be perfect. And I'll walk around with this mic for those who may have questions. Additionally, just for those who are viewing this recording at a later time, if you have any questions or were unable to access this video live, please reach out to me at kpacker@orovalleyaz.gov, and I'll be happy to take down your questions and comments, reach out to the applicant, and also share those with the Planning and Zoning Commission as well as Town Council. So at this time, I'd like to open up the floor for questions if anyone has any.
The main question I had is the just basically the definition of a setback versus a buffer yard. Is there
Hannah, can you take that one?
All right. Yeah, no, great question. So a setback is a building setback. So that's measured from the property line for any structure, you know, walls can be built on the property line, but for any actual building, so that's what we would consider a setback. So if it's a 50-foot building setback from the property line to the nearest building, that would be 50 feet. A buffer yard is a landscaped area where there's obviously no development. So a 15-foot buffer yard, that would be, you know, 15 feet from the property line into the site. You could have a 15-foot buffer yard. So in this case, the buffer yard is smaller than the building setback. So you might run into a situation where you have a buffer yard, some parking, and then a building. But we do have specific requirements in our zoning code for the number of plantings that are required in buffer yards. So did that answer your question?
Yeah, I guess so. But the question I have is the wall, the screening wall, is that considered to be part of a building, or is that something that does not have to be 50 feet in?
Sure. So the screen wall, the buffer yard would need to be outside of the screen wall. So between the property line and the screen wall, you'd have your buffer yard. But the screen wall could be within that 50-foot building setback.
Okay. And the other question, which I think was somewhat covered, is that just in terms of the drainage, you know, between my house and the house that's right next to us to the north, there's a, I don't want to say a wash because it's not wide enough to be a wash, but there's, you know, quite a bit of water that runs down that way in terms of how that's going to affect the drainage for our area there.
Is that something you can comment on, Francis?
Yeah. We're the fourth house in, and the house that I'm between us and the third, yeah. Oh, yeah, the second house in put a wall up, and they put some drainage tubes in, which is kind of washing out that alley, and I'm a little concerned as to how that's going to affect the alley and everything back there as well.
Okay, so I will, you know, so I'll answer that question. This development will accept the drainage, you know, that comes along that east edge, and will accept it in a way that will not back up or, you know, hinder that flow from being able to run off of that roadway drainage out there. Yeah. So we're gonna accept that without any, you know, implications to offsite, you know, drainage.
Yeah, I'd hate to see it affect our alleyway back there behind our
right
home.
Yeah, no, this development is downstream of your project, and so any drainage that comes into it would be accepted.
Okay.
And then from there we would route it and do what we need to do to manage those on-site flows.
Okay. And what sort of now is this? It's something that's going to be landscaped, or for that buffer yard, or is that something that's going to just be like the foliage that's already there?
It would be landscaped. Town of Oro Valley has their landscape criteria, so we would landscape it per that criteria. There's a number of plantings, you know, that would be required in that area. We are working with a landscape architect as well, so we would be adhering to all of the standards that are going to be required for the site for that.
Do you have any other questions?
Not that I can think of right now.
Okay. If you have any more, feel free to, again, reach out to me, kpacker@orovalleyaz.gov. Otherwise, I'll go ahead and advance to the last few slides here, I think, unless you have any comments or questions?
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So just looking to the next steps for this project, again, there will be a Board of Adjustment public hearing next Tuesday to discuss the variance request for the planned area development. Then moving forward, we expect a formal submittal from the applicant that we'll review for code conformance. And then we'll go into a second neighborhood meeting as well as a series of planning and zoning and town council public hearings. My name is Kyle Packer, and I'm a planner on this project moving forward. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me again at that email address. And it's up here on the slide for those who haven't seen it. And then please stay abreast of this project on ovprojects.com, as that is where all of the information on this project will be continually updated. So thank you very much and have a great evening.